1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
It's time for the news. Carrie.
A new poll for Ash Wednesday asked 8,000 people to name the hardest things to give up for 40 days for Lent. I've got seven.
Is everything hardest on the list smoking?
Smoking. No. People wouldn't want to even say that. Why would you just give it up for 40
Lent
days? You
know, so I quit smoking for 40 days and I went right back to it.
Right. For Lent thing.
I'll go with number seven is fast food. Can we keep guessing from there?
Is
I'll give you number five, which is soda, which
sweets?
I include in fast food. Yeah, chocolate.
Okay.
You know, which is just probably anything like that. I'm going to give up ice cream or
right
bakery or whatever.
Well, for Lent, you give up something you enjoy. If you're giving up something you hate, that's not
I'm
really
give up kale.
Not the spirit of things. Right.
No. I'm going to give up peanuts for my peanut allergy. Oh, yeah. I mean, for Lent.
You weren't going to eat them anyway, so don't make it seem like it's a sacrifice. It's not.
Alcohol, number six.
Coffee?
A popular answer with my crowd. Caffeine is number two.
Okay.
So, for 18 to 24-year-olds, this was their number one answer.
The internet.
Social networking. I'll give it to you. However, they are doing it.
Okay.
Number one, watching TV or streaming devices. 29% said it would be the hardest thing to give up, and it was the number one answer for every age group except 18 to 24-year-olds who said we can live without TV as long as I can be on Snapchat. You know, that's they want their stories and their streaks going and blah, blah, you know. And Instagram maybe, I don't know. Or is Instagram for 30-year-olds now?
You tell me. I don't know who Instagram is for.
I'll have to
Instagram
ask.
Is the one that gives you the like the little bunny nose and ears and stuff like that, right? Softer focus. Or is that Snapchat?
That's Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Instagram,
sorry.
You have all sorts of filter. You just post a picture and a caption, and then you can manipulate the photo so it's, you know, noir or it's sepia or it's
right. And
you know,
that and then you
cool.
put that
like
on
Instagram.
your dating profile.
You do?
And you don't
all
look
your Instagram stuff?
And you don't look anything like that when you show up. Whoa, what kind of filter did you use?
You use the Charlotte McKinney filter?
Yeah.
You're not Charlotte McKinney.
We've said that when we've watched some of these 90 Day Fiancé things where they meet or married at first sight, whatever. You go, whoa, what filter did you use? You don't look anything like that.
Well, a picture from 10 years ago is one of the greatest filters of all time. You know what I mean? Like you just,
that is me.
You just post something. It's me. Yeah, it's clearly me. I didn't lie. But I was in eighth grade.
But you're wearing Guess jeans. How old is this picture?
You have roller skates on.